On the wireless communication CD-ROM, we are talking to John Davis, who did some propagation measurements. John, if you do measurements with your network analyzer, you always have limitations in your measurements. You measure a certain frequency window and you take samples at particular frequencies. What is the effect of all this?
Well, let's say we call our true frequency response H of F. Well, we know that because of the limitations of our system, as will always be the case for any system, we will have to first make the received frequency response discrete, and the effect of that is basically multiplying it by a series of impulses.
That's sampling.
Sampling, yes. Secondly, we have to band limit our frequency response because we can only measure within a certain frequency range. And the effect of that is equivalent to multiplying our frequency response by a square wave.
And what type of parameters did you take? What was your limitation in band? It was around 2.4 gigahertz?
Yes, we were around 2.4 gigahertz. We knew that we were going to have 801 samples, which was the limitation due to our spectrum analyzer. And we also knew that our frequency resolution would be 500 megahertz divided by the number of samples, 801.
Mm-hmm. You're doing band limitation mm-hmm. and you're sampling. Mm-hmm. Then if you go to time domain, what is the effect of these two things?
Whenever we sample in the frequency domain, that means that our images are repeated in the time domain. So to avoid aliasing, we will have a certain time window through which the repetitions occur, and there is no aliasing within these this time window.
So that time window depends on the separation between two adjacent frequencies.
Right. So that depends on our frequency resolution. And our frequency resolution, in our case, was 500 megahertz divided by the total number of frequencies that we scanned over, which in our case was 801 samples. So our frequency resolution turned out to be 624 kilohertz. We take the inverse of this, and this leads to our time window, which is 1600 nanoseconds.
So you can measure delays up to 1.6 microseconds.
Yes, which clearly was well beyond any reasonable delay spreads that we would expect. So we were confident that this time window was large enough.
Okay, and now the second effect was band limitation of the measured frequency transfer function. What does that do in time domain?
Well, essentially, the band limitation determines our time resolution. So essentially, when we know that our bandwidth in the frequency domain was 500 megahertz, the inverse of that gives us our time resolution of 2 nanoseconds.
So I guess these 2 nanoseconds should be much shorter than the chip duration of your CDMA spread spectrum system.
That's exactly what I mean, yeah.
So the InfoPad system runs at 64 megachips per second, mm-hmm. and then having a time resolution in your measurements of 2 nanoseconds should be more than adequate.
Yes. The key issue to determine in CDMA is the number of resolvable paths. This is useful when determining how you'll set up your receiver. But it turned out we had 2 to 4 resolvable paths depending on which rooms we were measuring.